Port Seward wagon train embarks on 50th journey, and a Field Athletic Complex to receive another major sponsorship. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Fort Seward wagon train embarked on its 50th journey Monday in Jamestown. Dubbed the Golden Legacy Trail, participants will experience a week-long excursion around the region while living the life of the original settlers. Its history brings participants from around the world. The Charles family made their way from Maine for the seventh time on the wagon train.
2010, we came and we met people, and they're legends. Yeah. They're just incredible people. And it's sort of, you start at the beginning and there's some, you know, hesitation by everybody because every year is different. And then all of a sudden, it's like, by the end of the week, it's family.
The group of about 150 will travel around 80 miles over the course of the week. You can read more at NewsDakota.com. School officials are moving forward on the second phase of the Hannafield Athletic Complex in Valley City. School Superintendent Josh Johnson said 100% of the funds will come from donations, sponsorships, and fundraising efforts.
There were some district dollars that contributed to the successful completion of phase one, and the school board made it very clear going into phase two that any phase two project, regardless of the scope, was going to have to be privately funded and supported by our community. And I'm just humbled, really, by the support that the school district has received.
You can hear more from Superintendent Josh Johnson at NewsDakota.com. The Ralph Engelstead Arena at the University of North Dakota is preparing to unveil what it calls the largest video display in college hockey, a 50,000-pound scoreboard manufactured by South Dakota-based Daktronics. The Engelstead Family Foundation, which has been at odds with recently departed school president Mark Kennedy over a basketball floor logo and other issues, has donated $4 million for the $6 million project. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.